If you got your Bible, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. If you have your place, stand with an honored reading of God's Word. I want to begin reading tonight, very familiar passage, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. The Bible says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, which hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For He hath made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him." I want to preach a few minutes tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought, the imputed grace of God. The imputed grace of God. As we look at this tonight and we see what Paul's talking to the 2 Corinthians about, or the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians, he's talking about, he said, "Therefore, if a man be in Christ..." He's talking about born-again believers. He's talking about folks like me and you that were lost and undone in our sin. We were on our way to a devil's hell without any hope. Thank be to God, he said, there's one day that somebody came our way and gave us the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ, told us how we might be saved. And we come down from our high horse, praise God, and realize that if we had just bend the knee and asked God to forgive us an old sinner and save us by His marvelous grace, trusting in the death, burial, and resurrection of a risen Savior, that all things could be made new. Amen? That's what he's talking about here in verse 17. He said, if any man be in Christ, that means be born again. And like we talked a few weeks ago about putting him on, amen, wearing Christ as a robe of righteousness, amen, His righteousness and not ours, because we know ours is as filthy rags. He said we become a new creature, a creation, amen. In other words, things that are become new, old things are passed away, and all things are become new. Not just one thing or two things, but every essence in our lives should be a changing for the glory of God. I wonder tonight, church, how much time do we spend thinking about God? How much time do we spend thinking about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? How much time do we spend meditating on what God wants to do for me and you? I got to thinking, not enough. Not enough. I was thinking of it. We spent a lot of time last two weeks up in the hospital this last time, and we took turns, me and Teresa and her brother, staying with Granny around the clock. And I was thinking about how many times I sat in there, and I thought, you know, I sat there, me and her watching TV and watching the Hallmark Channel. And they all have you ever noticed all them all end the same? But me and her brothers figured out we get hooked on watching because you're waiting on one to end a little different. Amen. One of these days they're going to end a little different. But I was thinking, I was watching all this, taking the time doing, and you know, if we just spend the time that we was doing that just to think about our Lord. I'm not even talking about praying. I'm just thinking about how good He is, where He is, what He's doing, amen, the investment that He's made in you and I. Amen. The imputed grace of God, what God has given, what He's put on our account that we never, ever deserved. Amen. I didn't deserve the grace of God. I didn't deserve the mercy of God. I deserved a justification. Amen. But praise God, I deserved the wrath of God, but He justified me, praise God, just as if I'd never sinned. But even though I'm a great sinner. Amen. So we look at this and we see, he said, all things, they saying should be changing in our life. Amen. We should be getting becoming different all along. Amen. Wouldn't you agree with me on that? We ought to be being changed. That's what he said. We ought to be being changed every day. Seeking the Lord, trying to get a little closer to Him, more like Him. When we ought to be getting ready to go home. Just, if we were going to be moving somewhere else, we would constantly be, and we knew it, and there's a day ahead, we would start packing up. We would start getting things together to go. Amen? Newsflash, amen, we're going home one day. We need to be packing up. We need to start putting stuff, getting stuff together to go. Amen? We don't have forever. But he said we should be being changed. He said in verse 18, he said, all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, who hath given us ministry of reconciliation, amen, to wit that God was in himself reconciled the world unto him, not imputing their trespasses unto him. Now I got to think about that word impute. Not imputing, amen. And that word, that means not to put on account or to be charged with. I'm glad God's not going to charge me with all the bad things I've done. Amen? He's not going to put it on my account, all the bad things I've done. Amen? Praise God. All that stuff, praise the Lord, has been put under the blood. And praise God, I said, Lord, forgive me, a sinner. I will say every day, I say, Lord, forgive me, a sinner. Yeah. Amen? Help me to do right, God. Lord, that your Spirit would speak to my heart, show me the right way, and help me to walk therein. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when you spend time with the Lord. You realize what He can do for us, church, where He can bring us out of, where He can take us to for His glory. I mean, He said, but there was none of that was imputed to us. Wasn't put on our account, wasn't charged to us. All of our sin could be there, but praise God, I'm glad God didn't do that to me and you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Our sin was against us. It was on our account. But praise God, God said, you know what? Through the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, I'm going to change the account. I'm glad my account was changed. Amen. And because my account was changed, praise God, we're done. I've been reconciled unto God. God made it possible. Amen. To be reconciled. Now, to be reconciled, I thought about that this morning. I was sitting over in the study. And to be reconciled, Noah Webster's 1828 says this. And reconciliation, and we see in verse 18, it says, the means by which sinners are reconciled and brought into a state of favor with God. Glory. Amen. After natural estrangement or enmity. Amen. So the reconciliation that we have is a gift from God. Amen. Our sin wasn't imputed to it, wasn't put on our account, wasn't charged to our account, so that we could be reconciled to God. Amen. Reconciled that sinners were reconciled to Him, to state of favor with God, that we could come into favor with God. He don't look on us anymore and say, boy, they're so wicked sinners. Right. Now, world will. People will. They still people that know how I used to be when I was running around acting stupid. Amen. I still run around acting stupid, but it's a different kind of stupid. Amen. But some of the people I went to school and stuff, they knew how I used to be. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad that the Lord is changing me. Amen. That imputed grace of God that He's put on me, the reconciling power of God has reconciled me to Him, brought me in favor with God. Amen. Praise God. My account's been cleaned up. My account's being settled, praise God, as I go. You see, I'm not going to wait till I get to the end of this journey and try to get my account settled. There's a whole lot of folks that's waiting until they get to the end of this thing and then try to settle up an account at the end. And newsflash, you might not have time to get it all right. Amen. Praise God. I tell you, when the Holy Ghost of God deals with your heart, we need to ask God to forgive us an old sinner. Praise God. Allow Him to come into our heart, take up His abode, and begin to do things for us that we can't do for ourselves. Amen. Imputing in us, praise God, changing it by our sinful ways, those that was against us. That was causing things to be put on our account. Amen. But God Almighty made a difference. Bible says in verse 19 that God was made sin. Amen. That God was in Him, reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing our trespasses unto them. and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. So what he's saying here is that God has made the difference in him. Amen. Amen. He was telling us here, praise God, that God Almighty Himself, that through the Lord Jesus Christ, made a way, amen, to put away our sins. That we might be reconciled, amen, brought into favor with God. I don't know about you, that makes me feel kind of like an angel. Amen. Somebody was talking about the other day, I ain't going to mention no names, but they're sitting over here talking about they was just a little angel. I said, yeah, but if your halos are riding too high, we need to snip your horns off. Amen. But we should appreciate God. But sometimes I feel good in my soul, amen, because I know that God Almighty through Jesus Christ, my Savior, has reconciled me himself. I find favor in the eyes of an Almighty God. Yeah. Amen. Amen. When the world tries to get you down, praise God, and ridicule you maybe for being a Christian, somebody tries to put you down, praise God, say, hey, listen, you may do it, but I found favor in the eyes of God. Yeah, amen. Amen. So I feel right nice in my soul, praise God, because I've been reconciled to God. There's been something imputed to my account. Praise God, I feel a little richer, don't you? Amen. Amen. For what I have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But we see, he says, now we're ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead that ye be reconciled to God. Amen. He said the most important part is that we come into the grace of God. That we be found in God's grace. Amen? A safe spot, a good spot, a place of healing, a help and hope, praise God, that we need in this world that we live. That's what's wrong with the world today. They're out there in California trying to figure out what the problem is out there for the homeless and the sick and the thieving and all the things that's going on. Not only there, but everywhere. And they can't figure it out. But what it is, it's a lack of hope. It's a lack of the Lord in their heart, amen. Yeah. Makes a difference. Gives you a desire, praise God, to go on. What's happened? People quit. They have no desire to go on because they have no desire. They don't have Christ in their heart. Amen? But he said the whole purpose, the whole plan is to be reconciled to God. Verse 21 says, for he hath made him, who's he? He, God, hath made him, Christ, to be sin for us. Now watch this. Verse 21, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in who? In Him. In Christ. So he said we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, our Savior. So the change that's taking place here, that God made His Son, who knew no sin, to become, that He might be made the righteousness of God in Him. That we might be made. I caught that might today when I was reading that. We might be made to righteousness, might be made to righteousness. Might be made. Why? Because we have to accept it. Yeah. Amen? Me and you have to accept it. And I don't know, a lot of these people said, you know, some going to be saved and some not going to be saved. And that's just the way it is. Amen? I'm going to say, yeah, that's true, but praise God, it's because of that free will that we have, amen, to receive or to reject the precious Lamb of God. Amen. We can go through this world, young and old alike, and we can receive the Lord Jesus Christ, what He did, believe on it, trust in what He did for us on the cross of Calvary through faith, believing, or we can reject it, not receive it, and die and go to hell, lost without God. Right. Amen. That's the two choices that we have. Amen. That we might be made. See, what we do when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, the free pardon of sin, then He begins to work on us. He begins to make us. We're in the potter's hands on the potter's wheel. Yes, sir. Amen. When we decide to allow God to be our Lord and Savior, He begins to change us, amen, and make us in the likeness of His image. Amen. We begin to be changed. That's what He's talking about, that to be being changed by the hand of God. Amen. Changes us into His likeness and His image. Amen. He tells us here, God charged our sins on Jesus' account. That's what He's saying. He said that we might be made in the righteousness of God in Him. Our sins has been put on His account, not ours. Amen. I'm running on a different account now. Amen. I got a different account number. And my number's in heaven, praise God. He knows it. That's where my account's being recorded. And that's where it's a gathering up. That's where those treasures are being stored. It's being guarded by the very hand of God. Amen. For His glory. Praise God. I begin to see that. Amen. Credit Jesus perfected, amen, the righteousness of our account. Jesus perfected the righteousness of our account. It's right, amen. He's never error in it. Now, my bank account, you might find error because my math ain't too good. Praise God, I don't put nothing in my checkbook until I run it through a calculator twice. Amen? I just don't trust. I'm no mathematician. I don't trust my own math. But I'm glad, praise God, when it comes to my account in heaven, Brother Larry, the Lord's got that, and it's absolutely correct. Amen. It's my my credit has been accredited through Jesus Christ through His perfect righteousness to my account. It's been cut through His perfect righteousness to your account. Yeah. Amen. We see how God Almighty's done it. We see this imputed grace of God. Amen. Bible teaches that Paul gives us a great example. You know the little book of Philemon. In the little book of Philemon, just that one chapter, Paul talks about, he's talking to Philemon, which was a brother in Christ, amen, and he had a slave, and that slave, Onesimus, he runs away. Now, by Roman law, a slave could run away, they could leave their master if they went to a master's friend. But little did Onesimus know, praise God, when he ran away from Philemon and he ran over to Paul, Paul was going to be there, and what Paul was going to give him, he was going to give him the truth. Amen. He come looking for some answers, but it probably wasn't answers he was looking for. Amen. You know how sometimes a slave, I guess he thought maybe he wasn't being treated right or this or that or another. When he got to Paul, praise God, he said, hey, listen, Onesimus, you come over here to me, but all I got to tell you is I'm a servant. Amen. I'm a bond slave to the Lord Jesus Christ. And old man Onesimus, I can see in his mind, he looked at him. He said, well, man, you're crazier than I am because you don't have to be. Praise God, you choose to be. So he run right into the arms of old Paul, and old Paul began to give him the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. He said, oh, but son, said, you don't understand. I've got a Lord and Savior. It's the greatest thing I ever found. He come into me, praise God, saved my soul from the devil's hell. Pray, give me peace in my soul. Give me life in my body, praise God. Not only life here, but everlasting life in Jesus Christ the Lord. He said, He's the one I'm trusting. He's the one I'm believing in. He's the one I'm relying on. Amen. And the Bible says that somewhere in the translation is this, that Onesimus, he becomes a believer. Amen. He becomes a brother in Christ. And Paul writes a letter, and he writes it to Philemon. He said, hey, listen. I want to tell you about somebody that's come down here to see me. He said, the brethren is here. You know, we're having a good time, and the church is going good. We'll just praise God, give Him glory. But I got to just tell you that one of your people's down here, Onesimus, and said there was a time when he wasn't profitable to you or me. But praise God. And now I'm just paraphrasing. He said, but now glory be to God. He's not only profitable for me, He's helped me just coming down. Listen to me, my bondage. I praise God was willing to hear what I had to say. God Almighty, Lord Jesus Christ, touch my heart and touch His heart. Praise God. And he said, Philemon, I just want to tell you, He's proper to me, but now He'll be proper to you because He's been born again. Amen. He said, there's a difference in that boy now. Praise God. He said, I can see it. Amen. He's not a rebellious sinner no more. But praise God, now he's a servant. Now he's saved by the marvelous grace of God. Amen. God's changed him into something different. Praise God. He said, now what I need you to do, I need you to receive him to yourself. Amen. Don't receive him back as a slave, a rebellious, thieving slave, but receive him back as a brother in Christ. Amen. Amen. Receive him as a brother in Christ. Amen. Now here comes the imputed grace of God. And Paul says, listen, said, I know there's an issue here with maybe some money or some things that kind of went away when he did. Amen. Maybe some things come up. Maybe I believe Onesimus told him, said, listen, said, in order to get away, I had to have some funds. So, you know, I maybe stole a little money or stole a few things I could sell. And So Paul says, hey, listen, said, I know, you know, that they, said, I want you to come back. I want you to receive him as a brother in Christ. Amen. Praise God, not a rebellious thief. He said, I know there's some money issues here. There's some things that might hinder that. Hey, things that might come between you and him. Praise God, I want to take care of that. He said, you just receive him back as our brother. Receive him back as you would receive me. And he said, praise God. He said, if he owes you anything, if he's anything owed, he said, praise God. Paul said, hey, just put that on my account. He said, just charge it to me. He said, I'll be fully responsible for it. I'll pay it in full. Amen. That's the imputed grace of God. That's what Paul's talking about. 2 Corinthians, praise God. And just what he talked about, Philemon. He said, the imputed grace of God, that the price has been paid. Amen. Glory be to his name. All we got to do is be partakers in that that's already been paid. Amen. Paul said, it's been paid in full. He said, just receive him, praise God. Hey, let there be nothing between us. Now, Paul goes on. He said, hey, listen. He kind of tells Philemon a little after. He said, there was a time when you wasn't all together where you ought to have been. Amen. And he said, if it wouldn't have been for the gospel, the Lord Jesus Christ coming to where you was. What he's doing, he's telling Philemon, he said, remember who you used to be? Amen. And I kind of get from Paul's language here, as he said, well, you know what, Philemon, if God hadn't sent me to your house, you know, that place where you're having church at now. Amen. He said, if God hadn't sent me to your house, praise God, you might have been just like that old, like your servant. You might have been just like one, but praise God, thank God, God sent somebody your way. Amen. Your sin's been forgiven, praise God. The imputed grace of God come to your house and said, Philemon, your debt is paid in full. You don't owe nothing. Amen. So he said, hey, listen, Onesimus is there. He said, take him back, and not as rebellious thief and slave, but take him back and love him as a brother. Amen. And he said, if he's anything owed, amen, if he's anything owed at all, he said, put it on my account, and I'll take care of it. Amen. He said, even for the glory of God. Praise God. That's imputed grace. Let me just say how that would happen. Thank you, Lord. Make it simple. Brother Scott, the creditors, the bank calls you up and said, Brother Scott, you've got a debt that you owe here at the bank. Amen. Your bill collector. You know what a bill collector is, don't you? Somebody that sends them duns out every month. The bill collector calls you up on the phone and says, hey, listen, said you got this outstanding debt. He said, but I had to call you up this morning and tell you yesterday evening about the closing of business time. There was somebody come in, praise God, and they had, praise God, they had your account number, and they say, hey, listen, we want to pay the glory to God. I want to take care of that debt for you. Amen. Not just a little bit of it, not a portion of it, but they said it's paid in full. Amen. Praise God. He said, that's what imputed grace is, amen. Glory be to God that your debt was paid in full.
Amen.
Amen. In other words, that money, that check that they were sending in was credited to your account. Amen. That's imputed grace when the check is put in your account. When we receive the Lord Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin, praise God, grace is put in your account. Amen. Devil don't like that. Devil don't like it. He's that bill collector. Amen. Amen. He collects in sin. He collects in death. Amen. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. And the devil, Satan, Lucifer, old Slewfoot, praise God. He's the one come to collect. He's that creditor. He's that one that bill collector comes to collect. But they come a day. Let me say this. I'm done. I'm talking about the imputed grace of God. There's a day, praise God, when the devil said, I'm going to collect on you someday. Remember those days back? Brother Rex, he'd say, one of these days I'm going to get you, boy.
Yep.
It's biding my time. Mm-hmm. Ain't going to be long. Yeah, just a little while and I'm going to get you. Yeah, and like kind of like one of them horror movies. Amen. Taps you on the shoulders. Enjoy it now, buddy. Uh-huh. You're mine. I got this. Y'all mine. Amen. Death. Wages of sin is death. He said, one day, I'm going to get all of you. I'm going to get all of you. I'm going to take you to hell. I'm going to destroy you. But praise God. I don't know about you, but on Wednesday night, 1976, Jesus Christ, my Savior. Amen. Glory be to God. He eased up beside me where I was in that pew. As a little 14-year-old boy, praise God, holding on that pew, dear life, both hands. The old devil said, yeah, you're going to die and go to hell. You're just as lost as that old preacher said you was. You're going to die and go to hell. But Jesus come beside me. He said, son, I love you.
Yeah.
He said, I love you. He said, I come to buy you, to purchase you. Amen. Would you receive into your account that I've got for you? He said, I've got a credit, praise God, and it's not a credit of sin, it's not a credit of death, but it's a credit of righteousness in my name, praise God. And I said, glory be to God. If God would have me, I come out of there, praise God, shouting, praising God, slid in, screaming, bawling, praise God, said, Lord, save me a sinner. Amen. Glory to God. No wonder I come out and felt like I was walking that high. Amen. Praise God. My sin, my dad had been wiped out. Praise God. He said, paid in full. I was snatched out of the hands of the devil. And I was put into the hands of God. Amen. I received the righteousness of my Savior. Praise be to God. Amen. I'm talking about the imputed grace of God. Paul said, hey, listen, so this is what it is. So God has given, he said, that he that knew no sin became sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. How? In Him. In the Lord Jesus Christ. So what are we going to do tonight, church? We have to put all of our faith and our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That finished work of Calvary. All the work's been done. And I'm glad we don't live under the law. I'm glad we're not living under works. We're living under grace, praise God. Through grace, for by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourself. Praise God. It's not a works, lest any man should boast. But praise God, I'm glad it's because we trust and have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, what He did for us on Calvary.
Amen.
Amen. The devil said, you're mine. I've got you. I'm going to take you down. I'm going to take you out. But Jesus Christ come along, sent the Holy Spirit down where we were, Brother Bill, knocked on our heart's door. We opened it, a little crack. Amen. Praise God. And Jesus came in. Amen. He came in, praise God, took up his abode. He said, listen, son, I love you, and I'm here to save you. Amen. He said, I've been a-looking for you. I've been a-seeking you. See, for several years, Lord, been dealing me. I knew, praise God, I knew what hell was. I knew I was headed there. There wasn't a doubt in my mind. That's why I was scared to death of the dark, terrified of boogers. I still don't like scary movies. I don't watch them. Amen. Because I ain't partaking in that, praise the Lord. I'm looking for positive things.
Amen.
Amen. You got a story about heaven, praise God. I'll watch it all day long. Amen. But I ain't watching them spooky movies. Amen. Glory to God. Why? Because the imputed grace of God has been applied to my soul. I've been saved by the marvelous grace of God. Amen. He said, I've been put the grace, the righteousness of a Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, in your account. He's been accredited to you. He said, you don't have to worry about nothing no more. Amen. Praise God. Because God Almighty has taken us through the Lord Jesus Christ. And He's changed our account. Amen. Now our account's been credited with the righteousness of a Savior. Amen. Praise God. It's all better. It's all good. Amen. And God just keeps that. He's keeping that. And all we got to do is just bow every day with a humble heart and say, Lord, just keep me by your side. Keep me close to you. Help me lead, guide, direct me. Draw me in. Praise God. Keep me close. Help me stay close to you. I tell you, the days get dark. I'm glad there's a marvelous light will shine in the darkness. Hey, praise God. And He'll illuminate and show us the way. And all we got to keep going is day by day. Just keep pressing on towards Jesus. Looking to Him, the author and the finisher of our faith. I mean, because He is the author and He is the finisher. Amen.